Good morning. It's currently 1 degree and snowing at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Sean Richard.
And I'm Cordelia Appleyard. And here are today's headlines. The REM de Montagne line is open, commuters frustrated over EXO bus changes, and liberals face a crucial confidence vote.
Today is the official opening of the REM's North Shore branch. The expansion of the service includes 14 new stations spanning from Durmontang to downtown Montreal. Fares for the REM can be added to an existing Opus card, and prices follow the same zoning structure that the STM and EXO use. Service on the new line begins at 5:30 a.m. and will operate temporarily on an adjusted evening schedule that ends at 8:30 p.m. Shuttle buses will be available at the Côte de Liesse and Durmontang stations starting from 9 p.m. to accommodate the closure.
EXO has updated its bus routes and schedules on the North Shore to better coincide with the opening of the REM's de Montagne branch. Some commuters are frustrated by the change. Kira Meinl has more.
Kateri Ivanov takes multiple EXO buses to get to work. Now that EXO has updated its routes and schedules, her commute takes her up to 2 hours. If she drove, the trip would take her 30 minutes. Ivanov says she's unhappy with EXO's service.
It kind of pisses me off, because the service is already kind of bad.
Many of EXO's bus lines only passed once an hour. The schedule changes did not increase the bus frequency. Andréane Gagnon is an EXO spokesperson.
Il y a vraiment cette perspective-là de gain ou de perte en selon d'où on part, où on veut se rendre.
She says the company does its best to ensure the network updates help the most users possible, but it's inevitable for some commuters to be negatively affected. Gagnon also says EXO teams are on site at different bus terminals to ask users what should be improved. The bus service could still be adjusted in the coming months. In the meantime, Ivanov hopes the service will improve soon.
I just want more understanding from them and better service overall.
Kira Meinl, Concordia News, Montreal.
Tonight, the Liberal government faces a crucial confidence vote. The minority party needs to secure 2 votes from one of the other parties to pass its new budget. If the budget fails, the government effectively falls, and Canadians would be heading into another election this year. With both the Conservatives and the Bloc Québécois saying they would reject the budget, the balance of power rests on the NDP's shoulders. NDP MPs could abstain from voting if they don't want to support the budget or do not want to force an election.
Bangladesh's ousted prime minister has been sentenced to death by courts in Dhaka this morning. Sheikh Hasina was found guilty for crimes against humanity from last year's crackdown on student protests. The charges are for allowing legal forces to be used against civilians. More than 1,400 students and protesters died last summer in the worst bloodshed in decades. The report found that her government had tried to hold onto power using deadly violence. Hasina denied all charges against her. She cannot appeal unless she surrenders or is detained, but is currently in exile in India.
Montreal is seeing an earlier winter this year. It has some people stressed about their winter tires. Rasha Rice reports.
Sonia Chartier is a manager of the auto center at the Canadian Tire. She says getting an appointment now is hard.
Right now, let's say you would call me today to have an appointment with us, it would go to the 16th of December, so we're pretty much booked.
Mariana Santos is a 24-year-old student at Concordia, stressed to see an early snowfall, even though it's pretty. She says winter coming early this year is not the best situation because of the STM strike.
My first thought was, oh my God, I have to go change my winter tires, which I didn't do it yet. And then I just thought it was really beautiful though, because it was a lot of snow and everything was white.
The deadline to change tires is December 1st. From Montreal, this is Rasha Rice.
Concordia University is hosting local vendor holiday market at the downtown library. It's giving students the chance to shop locally for gifts. Rebecca Chan is there now reporting live. Rebecca, what's it like downtown?
Hi, so it looks like it's quieted down a little bit, but it was a little bit of a rush when students were let out of class. There's about a dozen vendors I see, and it looks like they're showing a lot of other products. Like there's some knit stuff, they have some purses, there's even some baked goods, and it looks like there's some antique jewelry and quite an array of stuff. I spoke to Aziza Hakim. She owns the Handmade Squad vendor stool. She says that she's happy that Concordia was able to offer them a platform to display their local vendors. She also said that she likes that people are, you know, seeing more local vendors and choosing to go local instead of mass-produced retail. Here's what she had to say.
Yeah. I feel like since 2020, people have become much more interested in handmade and local, and people appreciate it more. The more they get exposed to handmade and local, the more they appreciate it and realize there's a lot of great products out here. And I think people are also in search for unique, original gift ideas for the holidays. So that's what draws them to, you know, local.
So this vendor shop will run until 4:30 p.m. It's going to be in the library, and there's going to be more markets like this throughout the week until November 20th. So come while you can. Back to you, Cornelia.
This Friday, you can listen to live jazz and help unhoused young people at the same time. Dans la Rue and Second Soul Montreal are coming to Reggie's this Friday for their event, Jazz and Jackets. Luca Trochashek has more.
Helia Farah is an organizer of Second Soul, a Concordia organization whose goal is to sell secondhand clothing. She's planning the jazz event that aims to collect and donate coats to young people in need.
Yeah, it's mainly kind of a jacket drive, which is really great. And I feel like that also connects to our principle of, you know, reuse and recycle kind of thing.
The youth organization Dans la Rue is also involved. The two organizations hope to attract a large audience to the event. From people that want to listen to Concordia students perform live jazz, or people who want to stop by Reggie's to grab a cheap drink. This event has something for everyone.
It's a jazz night where we're going to bring people together to like kind of open the door to a new audience members. Maybe they're not necessarily thrifters, but like to jazz lovers. But also to promote, obviously, our events in the future.
This event is this Friday at 8 p.m. Don't forget to bring a jacket to donate. For Concordia News, I'm Luca Trochasek.
Canadians could soon be eating cloned meat without knowing it. Health Canada will allow the meat to be sold in stores without labeling or formal risk assessment. The reason? Up until now, products have been labeled novel, but that's changing. With cloned meat, livestock breeders reproduce desirable traits like disease resistance or product quality. The cloned products can also cost less for consumers. Health Canada says the products are just as safe as the food we eat every day. Unless it's labeled organic, there's no way to distinguish brands that support animal cloning.
The Salon du Livre is coming to Montreal on Wednesday. It's an event for readers and book lovers across the city. Justine Bossier has the story.
Roxane Jérôme is presenting her new book, Nos Chemins Contraires, at the Salon du Livre this week in Montreal. She says it's an opportunity to promote her book and to meet readers and have their comments.
It just makes me so proud to know that I've built something, that I wrote something that touched people enough to make that comment or to stop at my table and just talk to me for a few minutes. It's the best reward for a writer.
She says that writing can be a solitary activity, but having events like this creates a nice social energy. For this 48th edition, the first day is going to be free for everyone. And for the first time, the whole event will be free for people under 18. Olivier Goujon is executive director of the Salon du Livre. He wants to make it more accessible.
A lot of teenagers stop reading and they don't have the money, or the families don't have the money. And so we extended that free entrance to all the people under 18. So we're really proud of that. Yeah.
He would also like to see the book fair feature more English language books as well as Spanish language books in the future.
And you know, we're looking into ways of making that those faces of Montreal in the language aspect more visible in the years to come.
You'll be able to buy books and meet writers, publishers, and other readers at the Salon. It starts Wednesday and runs through the weekend at the Palais des Congrès. Justine Bossier, Concordia News, Montreal.
That's your news at 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Cordelia Appleyard.
And I'm Sean Richards.